In 2014, Michelle Warney went to a payday loan store in Green Bay and took out a few hundred dollars.
I was starving to death. I mean, I literally was. I had no food in the house at all.
Eventually, she paid this off, but then she took a second loan and then borrowed even more to pay that one off. Right now, Warney will end up paying more than $1,700 on her $740 loan. That's an interest rate of 143%. And as high as that rate might seem to some people, average interest on payday loans last year in Wisconsin was nearly four times as high, 564%, according to the State Department of Financial Institutions. Wisconsin is one of only eight states with no limit on payday loan interest. But Warney's loan isn't technically a payday loan. In 2011, Republican lawmakers and Governor Scott Walker changed the definition of payday loan to only include loans for 90 days or less. Anything longer, like Warney's loan, is not subject to state payday loan laws.
If you go to a payday loan store, there's a sign in the window that says payday loans. But the reality is, if you need, you know, more than $200 or $250, they're going to steer you to what really is an installment loan.
That's State Representative Gordon Hintz from Oshkosh. He says interest on these installment loans can really pile up because they last longer. And even though the official numbers of payday loans have been going down since the definition changed, he says installment loans have become more popular. But they aren't included in the annual report given to the state legislature. Former DFI Secretary Peter Bildstein says that's a problem.
The data that we have to gather at DFI and then report on an annual basis to the legislature is almost inconsequential.
A DFI spokesperson confirmed in an email that the annual report doesn't include loans that aren't technically payday loans. Earlier this month, the Federal Consumer Financial Protection Bureau proposed new rules for payday loans. They would require certain lenders to verify that people can actually pay their loans back in hopes that consumers won't get stuck in a cycle of debt. But Representative Hintz says these rules won't address installment loans, and in fact could even drive people toward them.
Knowing the industry, my guess is we're going to see more products morph into more dangerous, more high-cost, long-term loans.
The payday loan industry is also critical of the proposed rules, but for different reasons. Darren Anderson is CEO of QC Holdings, which operates seven quick cash stores in Wisconsin and many others nationwide. He says the regulations will leave people who need emergency cash with no options.
Consumers need more credit options. They don't need fewer.
And that's one thing consumer advocates and payday lenders agree on. Consumers need fast access to small amounts of credit. Here's Barbara Sella from the Wisconsin Catholic Conference.
In this sense, the payday lenders are correct that they're filling a need. People are in need of credit.
But she says alternative solutions from nonprofits or credit unions would be better than payday loans.
But I think that we could come up with organizations that are not making money off of this and that are, you know, taking any profit and reinvesting it.
For now, Warney says she has no way to pay off her loan. She's made one payment, but has no plans to pay anymore.
No, I'm not anymore. What can they do to me?
And she says she'll never borrow from a payday lender again. Bridget Bowden, Wisconsin Public Radio.